Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 10th of July. Starting off with Aura Energy, where basically the shares did behave themselves in the end. They had the spike higher, and then support came in at or just around, or just below, in fact, former resistance around 0.39. Nice push back higher today, but breaking the inside day of yesterday. The view at this stage is really if we can get through 0.6 pence today or on Monday, we should be able to hit the top of that broadening triangle from March last year, as high as 1.1 pence. So plenty to look forward to there. And stop loss, I suppose, back below 0.4 pence again as a precautionary measure. Next up is Ark Minerals, which I know has its fans on Twitter. Finally, looks as though we're getting some decent action here in terms of a potential recovery. If I can get the trend line going here, one trend line there from January, and just an end of day close above 2.25 pence, or end of week close, in fact, today could be the trigger for further gains. Obviously, the initial target there, or the target there over the next month, 2 months, would be a retest of January resistance as high as 3.5 pence. Suppose you would have the possibility of hitting that March trend channel top at 2.75 pence first, but it looks as though if we can break that line, we'll just go all the way up to retesting 3.5 pence. Next up, a stock which has been slightly problematic for the bulls over the recent past, Edenville, but perhaps this could be the chance now with many minnows starting to recover after the post-COVID slumber. Here we can see that there's a line of resistance there from June around the 0.05 pence level. End of day, end of week close above that, either this week, next week, etc., could be the trigger for a move to the top of that rising trend channel that I've drawn from November up to 0.1 pence. Stop loss on the bull argument at the moment, or the recovery argument, back below the 50-day line, just around the 0.04 pence area if you're into stocks which are that micro cap. On to the stock of the week, and perhaps the last, or maybe it could actually turn out to be the stock of the year, in fact, Eurasia Mining. No apologies for it appearing 2 days in a row here, as I was told by more than one person that it would never appear here again. Nice development in the sense that we've broken yesterday's intraday high of 15 pence. I did say, or suggest yesterday, above 15 pence we could hit 25, and looks as though that may be on track over the next few days or weeks, perhaps. End of day close above 15 pence would set the seal on the breakup. Obviously, that'd be an end of week close as well. And at this stage, I'd really back below the 12.5 pence low of today's price action so far. Really even questioning the ongoing momentum move to the upside. Saw on Twitter somebody make a comment that Empire Metals could be the new Eurasia Mining, and that did sort of cause the shares to jump up a bit over the course of the day. The overall pattern here remains the same. I've covered the stock a couple of times previously, above the 50-day line currently at 1.65, looking for a top of February price channel at a target as high as 3.5, 3.6 pence over the next few weeks. Ideally, we get a decent end of day or end of week close above 2.5 pence, which has been the resistance to date ahead of such a move. Next stock, a requested stock by a long-standing Twitter follower asking about Gulf Keystone. Here you can see really quite simple resistance there at the £1 level, and the shares backing off again from that £1 level. But RSI still around the neutral 50 level, and at least while we remain above the 50-day moving average at 86 pence, there is the chance of a break higher for the shares. We've got an uptrend line from March running around, what's that, the, well, I suppose you could say it's the 50-day line level. And so therefore above that, the big picture target as high as £1.30 at the top of that rising trend channel from March. But if you are cautious, you'd wait for that resistance line from June, just shy of a pound to be broken on an end of day or end of week close basis before anticipating that £1.30 technical target. Haven't looked at independent oil and gas for a long time, but the queue is today on the basis of this break of the near-term triangle from March. I suppose that's at, what's that, at 12 pence or so. A nice strong daily candle today. And if we can close anywhere near the 13 pence mark, the next target for the shares would be the top of that March trend channel up to 17 pence and hopefully much more after that, but let's get a 17 pence first. The next stock has been all over Twitter in terms of people saying how wonderful it is, and finally it looks as though the price action may be catching up. We need to see an end of day close or a weekly close above 6.5 pence, that resistance line from February. If we can get that over the next day or week, then the target here would be the top of that March trend channel at just shy of 9.5 pence over the following few weeks. So looking quite interesting finally for Blue Jay Mining. Stop loss back below the 50-day line and that April support line, so from 5.8, 5.7 pence or so downwards, depending on your risk appetite. Another request today from from a follower, Maestrana Group, a great-looking chart at the moment. I think I've covered it before, but that pullback from the end of June was a little bit painful, but an end-of-day, end-of-week close above the initial July resistance at 6.78 pence could easily take the shares up to the previously suggested target as high as 10 pence at that October resistance line projection. And in fact, the way things are looking, that could be the minimum on the upside, especially while we hold above 5.5%, 5.5 pence, which is the current stop loss on the buy argument. If you're looking for a play on gold and its potential upside, maybe Scott's Gold could be the one for you. We've actually got a golden cross today between the 50-day and 200-day moving averages, which is a plus. We've also, maybe more importantly, broken this line of resistance from October at, 74 pence. So above 74 pence on an end-of-day, end-of-week close basis. Looking for quite significant upside, top of that channel that I've drawn from October, heading as high as £1.50. I suppose that's the 2 to 3 month target there for the shares. This stage only really back, but well below 70 pence, really cancelling out the idea of a £1.50 pence target there for Scott Gold. Finishing off with a stock which I was slightly cautious on yesterday, trying to suggest that people don't get too excited about it unless it broke its 20-day moving average. That was broken quite nicely on an end-of-day close basis yesterday, and we've obviously rocketed ever since for Tomco Energy. Current situation is that we're looking for, especially while we're above the initial July resistance of 0.79 pence, looking for a retest of last month's peak at 2.3 pence over the next few weeks, or the way things are going, the next few days. So let's see how that particular situation pans out. That's it from me today. More updates on Monday.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.